From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Don Imus has been dropped from TV. NBC has announced it will no longer simulcast Don Imus's radio show on its cable network, MSNBC. The network has had a strong following for the program, Imus in the Morning, but his racist and sexist comments last week about the Rutgers University women's basketball team have brought heavy and persistent criticism. Earlier today, several advertisers announced they would drop their sponsorship, and this evening came the news that MSNBC is dropping him. This is NBC News President Steve Capus addressing the issue on MSNBC's Hardball.
These comments were deeply hurtful to many, many people. And we've had any number of employee conversations, discussions, emails, phone calls. And when you listen to the passion and the people who come to the conclusion that there should not be any room for this sort of conversation and dialogue on our air, it was the only decision we could reach.
NPR's Robert Smith joins us from New York. And Robert, tell us more, please, about what led up to this decision by NBC to drop Don Imus.
Well, they've really sort of inched up to this. At first, they apologized for the comments on the network. And then over the weekend, they said that Imus would have a 2-week suspension starting on Monday when they wouldn't air their simulcast of the program. But the issues just snowballed over the past 2 days. We had that dramatic and emotional press conference by the women of the Rutgers basketball team yesterday. And then today, the advertisers have just started to drop like flies. General Motors, GlaxoSmithKline, American Express, Procter & Gamble all said that they would suspend advertising on MSNBC, and that's millions of dollars worth of advertising if you look at it over the year. And so after that, the announcement came tonight that they wouldn't simulcast the program anymore.
And we have to assume that NBC would be looking at the economics of all of those advertisers fleeing and saying, we've got to do something here.
Well, the timing wasn't good for the network because NBC News President Steve Capus said that, in fact, the economics had nothing to do with the decision. They had made the decision before they heard about the advertisers pulling out. He told MSNBC's Hardball,
I ask you, what price do you put on your reputation? And the reputation of this news division means more to me than advertising dollars, because if you lose your reputation, you lose everything. And so yesterday I found out after the fact that some of the advertisers had started to pull their money away. Those types of reports don't land on my desk immediately. And honestly, that is not what is behind this. This is about trust. It's about reputation. It's about doing what's right.
What's the reaction been to this move by NBC to drop Imus?
Well, so far the coach of the Rutgers basketball team, C. Vivian Stringer, said that her team still wanted to meet with Don Imus to hear his apology and decide whether to accept it. But she said that the move did restore some of her faith in humanity, she said. And the Reverend Al Sharpton, who has called for Don Imus to be fired, said this was a good move, but he immediately started to say that now CBS Radio has to think about firing Don Imus, taking him off the radio completely, and that he would actually schedule a protest tomorrow in front of CBS Radio.
Right, and Don Imus's radio show suspended for 2 weeks, but still growing calls, as from Reverend Sharpton, for CBS Radio to fire Don Imus. Do you think that might happen now that NBC has dropped him?
Well, it definitely makes it harder for CBS to be the lone company standing behind Don Imus at this point. Now, so far officially, CBS says that they're still considering what they're going to do. They have the 2-week suspension that starts on Monday, and so they're talking to people and thinking about it. But Bruce Gordon, who is one of the member of the board of directors of CBS and the former head of the NAACP, he's the only black person on the CBS board, said that Don Imus should be fired, that there should be a zero-tolerance policy on racism on the network. And he was saying that it could have a significant economic impact on the network if Don Imus stays. So that's got to make CBS at least think about it.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.